This is Boggy Depot, ex-state park. It's not easy to find along potholed country roads in rural Atoka County, and it's wholly uninteresting on the surface. Camping areas, picnic tables, a cemetery, a few centuries-old foundation stones. So why was Tourism and Recreation Department Director Debbie Snodgrass concerned with Boggy Depot's fate above all others?
I struggled with this particular park transfer a lot, and it was the one I worried the most about finding somebody to operate it.
It turns out Boggy Depot is one of the most important historical sites in Oklahoma. The Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes shared the future capital of the Choctaw Nation after being forced from the eastern U.S. in the 1830s. It was an important stop on the Overland Butterfield stagecoach route that brought mail from St. Louis to San Francisco. And back at Boggy Depot, Red River area historian Robin Cole Jett described Civil War skirmishes between Union raiding parties and Confederates camped at Boggy Depot.
What's interesting is, you know how you always hear about Civil War being brother on brother and cousin on cousin and kin on kin? In Indian Territory, it really was, because you had maybe a Chickasaw person who was in favor of the Confederacy, and then his brother may have been against the Confederacy. So you literally had blood on blood fighting here.
Right here in this field.
That's right. It was right over here in this field. It was a small camp. And so, you know, but they would lay maybe beyond a hill or something like that. And then suddenly whoop and holler, and the Unions came in and just kind of ambushed.
From 1859 until his death in 1885, Boggy Depot was the home of Choctaw Chief Allen Wright, who's revered for translating the Chickasaw Constitution, writing a Choctaw dictionary, and coining the word Oklahoma. The famous chief's great-great-grandson is also named Allen Wright.
He was one of the principal negotiators of the Choctaw-Chickasaw Treaty of 1866, which was negotiated in Fort Smith. And it was during those discussions that he suggested Oklahoma as the name for the new territory, Oklahoma being two Choctaw words that mean red people.
Chief Wright is buried in the family's plot at the Boggy Depot Cemetery, where headstone dates range from the 19th through the 21st centuries. The modern-day Allen Wright plans to be buried there himself and says the family was rocked by the state's decision to close Boggy Depot.
The initial news was it was devastating. That's been a part of our family for hundreds of years. And so for that to become abandoned was real concerning. And we as a family didn't know what we would do.
But Wright's concern turned to elation when he learned the state was transferring the park to the Choctaw Nation, which now runs the cemetery, and the Chickasaw Nation, which now operates the rest of the park. Chickasaw Governor Bill Annatubby says while the country faces very difficult economic conditions, the Chickasaw Nation is booming, and he wants to reclaim Boggy Depot's place in the tribe's history.
In fact, we're already making plans for some improvements, but eventually we're going to make it more of an attraction. Our hope is to maybe do some restorations or recreations of the historical buildings. And we do have a lot of different camps for our youth. And we generally would lease an existing camp somewhere for that purpose. And so we would look at that as a possibility of creating some camp atmosphere.
Boggy Depot is already under the management of the Chickasaws and Choctaws, but Oklahoma lawmakers will have to approve the transfer of the land next session for the tribes to officially own the park. In Atoka County, I'm Logan Layden for State Impact Oklahoma.